Welcome to Narratives. Carol Lander writes stories for the kids who feel left out because maybe they're a little bit different. Here she reads from her children's book, Basketball Tree.
I clambered up the ladder to our treehouse. Tess was already there. "Hurry up, Sam. I've got treats," she said. Tess and I have been next-door neighbours ever since we were born. Our hideout is the wooden house my dad built in the gum tree that's planted on her side of the fence. She gets to it by climbing up the trunk. I have a wooden ladder nailed to my side of the fence. "What treats?" I asked, pulling myself into the house and plonking myself on a cushion. "My gran's been over and she brought cupcakes. Here, try a chocolate one." "Pretty good," I said with my mouth full. Then I asked, "What do you think about Miss Mitchell's announcement today?" "About basketball? I like the idea. We'd be the first class in our school to learn the game," she said, and stuffed a pink cake in her mouth. "I think it's the best idea ever," I told her. "Dad and I watch the game on TV. I'm dying to learn how to play." "Well, you might be too short, Sam," Tess said. "Why?" "I'm not too short to be good at football," I said. "Yeah, you're definitely a fast footy player. But in basketball, you have to shoot too," she said. "I shoot plenty of goals in football," I said. "That's not the same as basketball where the net is really high," Tess said. "Well, I'll practice. That's what Miss Mitchell said we'd be doing. Lots of practice," I answered. Okay, I just said it because... "Because what? Because you're so tall and you'll be the best in our class at shooting baskets?" I asked. My temper was up. I didn't want to get angry, but I couldn't stop myself. I yelled, "You don't know what you're talking about. And anyway, you're in my treehouse. My dad built it." "It's my tree," Tess shouted back. "My granddad planted it." I pushed her. She screamed and hung onto a branch. That scared me and I hurried down the ladder to my garden. "What's happened, Sam?" Mum asked. "Nothing," I said. I slammed my bedroom door and threw myself on the bed. I'd never done that before, pushed Tess from the treehouse. I knew she'd be all right because she's a good climber. I felt guilty, but I was still angry with her.
You've been listening to Carol Lander, reading from her children's book, Basketball Tree. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas, Bay FM 99.9, and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.